House is in order. Please take your seats. At this time, the clerk will read the proclamation.
To the honorable members of the Florida Senate and the Florida House of Representatives, we, Andy Gardner, President of the Florida Senate, and Steve Crisafulli, Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, by virtue of the authority vested in us by Article 3, Section 3C, Florida Constitution, and Section 11.011, Florida statutes, do hereby jointly proclaim, one, that the legislature of the state of Florida is convened in special session pursuant to Article 3, Section 3C, Florida Constitution, and Section 11.011, Florida statutes, at the Capitol in Tallahassee, Florida, beginning at 12 p.m. on Monday, October 19, 2015, for a period of 19 days, ending 3 p.m. on Friday, November 6, 2015. And two, that the legislature is convened for the sole and exclusive purpose of considering a joint resolution establishing remedial senatorial districts for this state. The reading of the joint proclamation, Mr. Speaker.
Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. This morning, the prayer will be led by Representative Holly Rauschein.
Representative Rauschein, you can approach the well.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in thanksgiving for all the amazing things you have done for us. We also ask you to forgive our shortcomings should we fall short of your glory. And today, as this house meets, open our minds and give us a vision of your will for the great state of Florida. Help us to remember that we serve remarkable people and that we hold a sacred trust on their behalf. Look down on us in mercy. Let us also remember that no state exists for itself alone, but is accountable to you for the well-being of our constituents and your creation. And Almighty God, rain down your grace on this chamber, for we will need it to accomplish the task at hand. And finally, let your blessings rest upon this House, its dedicated members and staff, its leadership in our state. All this we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
The clerk will unlock the machine. The members will record their presence. All members recorded their presence. The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
92 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Today, the pledge will be led by our Speaker Pro Tem Hudson. You are recognized for the pledge. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. Are there matters on introduction and reference?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read HCR 1C a first and second time by title.
By Representative Workman, House Concurrent Resolution 1C, a concurrent resolution providing for adjourning and reconvening of each house of the legislature and providing for adjournment sine die during the 2015 special session C. House Concurrent Resolution 1C, a concurrent resolution providing for adjourning and reconvening of each house of the legislature and providing for adjournment sine die during the 2015 special session C.
Members, if you would, please give your attention to Representative Workman. Representative Workman, you're recognized to explain the concurrent resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. HCR 1C provides that each house of the legislature may determine its respective dates and times for adjournment and reconvening between Monday, October 19th, and Friday, November the 6th, 2015. It also provides the legislature shall adjourn sine die the earlier of Friday, November the 6th, 2015 at 3 p.m. or upon motion after final passage by the legislature of a joint resolution establishing Senate district in the districts in this state.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, is there debate? Representative Workman, you're recognized to close.
We have closed, Mr. Speaker.
Members, Representative Workman moves the adoption of HCR 1C. All in favor signify by saying yay. Opposed, nay. Show the resolution adopted. Are there communications?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there messages from the Senate?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports on standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Workman, for what purpose?
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Workman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the rules be waived and that we adopt a special procedure for amendments to the Senate redistricting bills. These special deadlines provide more time to review amendments prior to voting on them, as outlined in the email you received, and consistent with the House practice in considering redistricting bills. All amendments must be complete maps. Amendments and substitute amendments in committee must be submitted to the House Select Committee on Redistricting by the times outlined in the memo and using the official request form. Floor amendments and substitute amendments must both be submitted to the Select Committee and approved for filing through Legis by the times outlined in that same memo. The deadlines apply to all members, including members of the Select Committee. It is expected that the House Select Committee on Redistricting will meet Monday, November the 2nd. Thus, the amendment filing deadline for committee amendments would fall on Friday, October the 30th, and the deadline for floor amendments would fall to Tuesday, November the 3rd. That, sir, is the motion.
Representative Workman moves the rules be waived to adopt the special amendment procedures. Are there questions? Are there objections? Is there debate? All in favor signify by saying yay. Opposed, nay. Shows special amendment procedures adopted. Are the reports of select committees?
None on the desk, Mr.
Are the motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills on special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there resolutions on the desk?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
All right, members, if you would just listen real quick. I want to make some brief remarks regarding what we can expect over the next 3 weeks and what I believe is our duty as it pertains to this redistricting special session. First, let me thank you for your efforts during the last special session. I believe that Judge Lewis and his recommendation to the Supreme Court had some very positive findings about our process. It's important to bring that up because we are using the same base map process during this special session that we're in. And the trial court has found that we took appropriate steps to guard against improper partisan intent and that our staff conducted themselves in a constitutionally compliant manner. I want to thank you for your work during the last special session and the integrity that you showed to this process. I would ask that you continue that same effort in this special session that we're in. Members, we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to pass a constitutionally compliant Senate map. I can assure you that every decision that I've made and will make on the process and procedures has been motivated by that goal and that goal alone. If we have learned anything through these sessions, it is that map drawing is certainly a complicated process, and the standards are certainly subject to interpretation. Every court decision yields additional guidance, and we as a body have done our best to respond accordingly. There's not only one right way to draw a map, but there are definitely standards that must be followed. And members, we will follow those standards. Since the subject of this special session is a Senate map, we've established a schedule that allows the Senate to proceed first. I think that it is wholly appropriate that that body takes the lead on sending a compliant map to us. If we receive a map that Chair Oliva and our House counsel deems compliant with the Constitution, I would expect us to show appropriate deference to our Senate partners, interjecting our preferences that are not specifically tied to Tier 1 or tier 2 concerns could give the courts an opportunity to find reason for improper intent. And so, members, after the concurrent meeting this afternoon, where the map drawers will present the base maps, the Senate will proceed, and the House will receive the map passed by the Senate in week 3 of this special session. Members, the House will not be a rubber stamp for just anything that the Senate sends over to us. But I do expect us to be good partners in passing a constitutionally compliant map. So with that, Representative Corcoran, you are recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business to reconvene on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015 at 3 p.m. or upon call of the chair.
All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, nay. Show the motion agreed to. The House is adjourned.